Sunil Ambrose made an international century for the West Indies. It must be a really, really special feeling.
It's something that I can't explain. To be honest, I don't know how I'm feeling. It's out of this world. It was something that I've been working towards, something I wanted to achieve. I mean, being from St. Vincent, nobody there has ever done that. Something that I really wanted to do.
Okay, and you not only got 100, you got a very big 100, and you took West Indies to victory, and with that victory qualifying for the final. So it's really is a lot, you know, it's a really special performance.
Yes, it's probably the best I've batted in international cricket. I haven't played much games. I think that's my first list 800. I mean, once I got in, I tried to carry it as deep as possible, and that's what I did.
Okay, and talk us through the innings. You started well with Cheho, then Bravo came in, he gave you some good support as well. Ross and Chase, you added over 100, and then after you got out Holder and Carter took it home, talk to us a little bit about your innings and some of the support you got from the other more experienced players.
Well, I started very fluent, so it wasn't a case that I was bumped down, so it was easy for me. I got boundaries early up, and I was sticking it around. I was always going at more than a runner ball, so it wasn't the hardest of innings, and the guys that was batting with made it a lot easier. I mean, they have been there and done that before, especially Hopi and Bravo, and it basically made it a lot easier. They guided me through that innings.
And you're not a natural opener. You normally bat in the middle for Windward Islands and for St. Vincent. You sometimes keep wicket. What was it like being asked to open the batting in the last match and in this match when John Campbell was unavailable to play?
No, I'm actually... I don't usually bat in the at the top. But I saw it as a good opportunity to get a big score, because in this setup I was slated to bat at 7, so I said to myself, is that a 7 are open and why not take it at the top?
Okay, and so you obviously took that big opportunity. The interviewer asked you, he said you're not in the World Cup squad, but obviously you've come here and you've put your name firmly, you know, in the minor selected. So I'm sure it's something as you go about, you know, you'll be working hard again and trying to be consistent as possible.
Yes, it's true. I mean, that performance should basically keep my name there, let the selectors know that I'm still playing and still scoring runs. As a professional cricketer, I always got to work hard. It's something I plan to continue doing.
I know you're very close to your brother, Romel Currency. He's a former St. Vincent captain and Windward Islands batsman. I know he talks to you a lot. What did he tell you overnight? What did he tell you, you know, about playing in these conditions at this level?
Well, when I look back at the last innings I played, along with the coaches, I saw there was a problem, and I spoke to him about it. And there were about 10 voice notes over 4 minutes long on my phone with advice from him, so... He had a big part to play along with the coaches to sort out that little pitch that I had.
And coming from St. Vincent, you know, a country that's produced a lot of good fast bowlers for West Indies, but never really a middle order batsman or opening batsman. There was Winston Davis, Cameron Coffey, Ian Allen, you know, Dighton Butler. But you're the first Vincentian batsman to get 100. How does that feel?
As I said, it's something that I knew that there was never a batsman to score. I think there was one batsman to play from St. Vincent, that's Miles Bascom. There's something I always had in the back of my head. I'd love to be the first to have an international 100.
And finally, there's another game against Bangladesh coming up. Then there's the final. I'm sure you're looking for more good scores and more opportunities as they present themselves.
Of course, I'll be looking to add up to get as much as possible.
Okay, Sunil, congrats and thanks.